You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, an initiative in Milwaukee aims to make public spaces like Bradford Beach more accessible to people with disabilities. We'll learn more about the issue in just a bit. First, it's a big day in our state's history. 100 years ago today, Wisconsin became the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, which gave many women the right to vote. A celebration took place earlier today at the state capitol. It featured some of the most prominent women in Wisconsin politics today, including former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. More events are taking place around the state. Earlier this year, Governor Evers ordered the creation of a committee aimed at both honoring the women's suffrage movement and at finding new ways to educate citizens about Wisconsin's role in that process. We talked to Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers about the anniversary and their education efforts going forward. They joined us last week in advance of today's event. Governor Evers, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. It's good to be here to talk about important stuff.
And Mrs. Evers, welcome to the show.
Oh, I appreciate being here, too. Thank you.
Well, Mrs. Evers, what got you interested in remembering Wisconsin's role in ratifying the 19th Amendment?
Well, I'm the chair of the committee, and there's 70 great leaders and that are working to try to educate and engage the public in the celebration and the importance of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. So with these 70 strong women that are part of the committee, we're going to have some events all over the state, and we have a kickoff on June 10th.
And Governor Evers, I know there's a lot of partisan divisions in the country and in the state, but we have members of both parties on this committee, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this is a bipartisan issue. It's a nonpartisan issue. Giving women the right to vote is an extremely important thing to recognize and to celebrate, even though, as an aside, at the time, that did not give all women the right to vote. Women of color were not part of that deal back then, but eventually we got it right. But yes, it's a good opportunity for the state to celebrate.
Mrs. Evers, can you talk about Wisconsin's role in the ratification of the 19th Amendment and how we ended up being first on the list?
We're going through having events to celebrate the 100th birthday, because we've got strong leaders throughout the state that are part of the committee and stuff like that, I think that's how we got involved with being the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. We're just very excited and proud of our state, and we want to continue to push for people's voting rights.
And Mrs. Evers, I know we've got this celebration marking the actual anniversary. What kind of education and things like that are you hoping to see in the year to come?
Well, we want to work with all levels of people, but we certainly want to do some educational packaging or tools that we're going to give to the schools to use. So we're hoping that will make a big difference. Just involving women overall into engaging and being part of something that's very important with the 19th Amendment and voting rights in the future. So the Wisconsin Historical Society is heavily involved with planning and preparing for this. And so they've just done a fantastic job getting events throughout the state. And we have our kickoff on June 10th, and it's going to be exciting and a fun time.
And Governor Evers, given your background in education here in the state, what are you hoping to see come out of this at the school level?
Well, we certainly want to have young people understand the importance of the date in that, and they understand that men and women did not have the equal opportunity to vote until the 19th Amendment was passed 100 years ago. And Wisconsin being the first state, you know, I think that will give young people the idea that we were on the cutting edge and historically important amendment, being the first state to do this, that our forefathers at that time was, I think, I'm sure the legislature were all men. At least they had the good sense to pass this immediately as soon as they could. and set the stage for the next 100 years, having women the right to vote. So I think it's an important history thing, but it's a historical issue. But I think it's important that they understand our place in history. We're number one. And second of all, that we also, as a result of that, we want girls and young women in our school system to think about how important it is to public service and being actively involved in the political process.
And Mrs. Evers, on the committee, have you talked a lot about women's leadership roles in Wisconsin today?
Yes, that's part of the whole process and events that we want to do. We have two leaders, women leaders, that are going to be speaking at the June 10th kickoff. We have the Honorable Rebecca Clayfish that's going to be with us, and the Honorable Justice Anne Walsh Bradley. So we're very excited to have them speak for us or speak to the public. The public's invited. It's a free event, and so we're hoping that we get lots of people to come out and take part in the events that are going to happen that day.
And Governor Evers, you mentioned that even though the 19th Amendment was ratified, it didn't mean all women were able to vote right away. Are there lessons about voting access that you're looking at as we mark this anniversary?
Oh, absolutely. Not only do I have to recognize that even at this important date that Wisconsin was historically number one in, it took years for everybody to have equal access to voting. And frankly, you know, as governor, I continue to be concerned about the fact that we seem to try to make voting more and more difficult. And that's just my opinion. But if we want a strong democracy, not only do we want to make sure that women have, you know, to recognize women's role in this and hopefully get young girls and young women interested in politics and in public service. But we also have to recognize that we have to continue to make voting as easy as possible for everybody in the state of Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Mrs. Evers, thanks for taking the time today.
Well, thank you very much, Rob.
And Governor Evers, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
Tony Evers is the governor of Wisconsin. Kathy Evers is the state's first lady. They joined us to talk about the 100th anniversary of Wisconsin's ratification of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote.